call this meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations to order on Friday, February 11th at 4:04 p.m. in the Rita Layden Senate Chambers. We'll move into agenda item 2, roll call.
Commissioner Carpio Guerra.
Present.
Commissioner Guardado.
Present.
Commissioner Huber.
Present.
Commissioner Lambert.
Present.
Commissioner Lopez.
Absence excused.
Commissioner Mabanta.
Present.
Commissioner McCoy.
Absence excused.
Commissioner Suzuki.
Present.
Assistant Director Dunn.
Present.
Assistant Director Taylor.
Present.
And Director Marenberga.
Present.
Awesome, we have a quorum.
All right. We'll move into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Assistant Director Alejaga.
For the record, Patrick Alejaga, Central Station. Just an FYI, I'm going to be very clear. If you get funded, please submit all your requests on PacLine. If I hear from another department that you use someone's key card, that's a total violation of how to spend club sport funding. I'll be clear on that. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any further public comment at this time? All right. We will move into agenda item 4, policies, procedures, and administrative actions. The commission will hear the following club support funding requests. We will move into UN Artists Student Art Club. If you guys can move to the table. Yeah, just as close as you can, like, yeah, just so we can get you for the record. Thank you. How's it going? Can you please say your names and positions with the club?
I'm Sophia Lee. I'm the treasurer of the club. And I'm Eliza Pickens, I'm secretary.
And did you send a proxy for your for the president?
Yeah.
To one sec. Do you remember who you sent that to?
It should have come from the anagram.
Okay. Into, do you know who they emailed? So we received that proxy. Are either of you ACN elected or appointed officials?
Sorry?
No. All right. Will you please tell us about your application?
We applied to print out posters, 45 posters for 50 cents each.
Perfect. Who reviewed this application?
I did.
Commissioner Huber?
So everything looked good with that, so we'll just go ahead and approve it for you. So I move to approve UN Artists Student Art Club's on-campus application, a total amount of $11.25.
Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Carpio Guerra. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Thank you. You're good to go.
Thank you.
We will move into Nevada Circle K. Are you here? Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Will you please state your names and positions with the organization?
Jackie Fowler, president.
Darren Norm, point board member of proxy.
And we received that proxy. Are you elected or appointed officials?
No.
All right. Will you please tell us about your application?
Yes. So we put in a request to help with paying for registration for one of our annual document. My friend wasn't able to send it, so I didn't know if I actually gave it to her. But basically, that is from the Cherokee event. She wasn't able to give me anything except. the budget. So basically, that's what our registration fees will be going towards. So it would be like food, it would be towards souvenir costs, registration costs, stuff like that. And I think, I believe my treasurer actually put the wrong price of 4,000. It was something like 4,000, but we should be getting 50% of that because that would be under the off-campus travel tier, I believe. So it'd be 2,375, I believe. It's $190 per person. We're having 25 people from our club.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Who reads the application?
I did.
Commissioner Huber?
So yeah, you nailed it. The total amount will be the 2,375. But you guys are going to have to put in the amount you guys don't have in your club's account. So that's going to be $314 that you guys will have to put in. So I'll just add that stipulational fact. I move to add a stipulation that Nevada Circle K International adds $314.35 to their club's account before they can access their funds by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then with that, I'll just go ahead and approve it for you guys. So I move to approve Nevada Circle K International's travel application in the total amount of $2,375.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Guardado. Is there any further discussion at this time? Assistant Director Alejandra.
Just a reminder, please submit a travel request on top of the credit card request.
Okay.
We're going to do it simultaneously.
Okay.
And did you those support that? Mm-hmm. Is there any other further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will move into Student Organ Donation Advocated. Are you here?
Yeah.
Hello. Can you please state your names and positions with the organization?
My name is Stephen Perry. I'm the president.
My name is Isabel Reynoso, so I'm the proxy for the treasurer.
Sorry, I'm trying to find the proxy email. Who sent that over? Do you know?
I sent it over.
I sent it over?
Yeah.
You got it? Okay. Yeah. All right, we did receive that proxy. Are either of you ACE and elected or appointed officials? All right. Will you please tell us about your application?
Yeah, so we're asking for funding for pizza for an event that we're hosting next week.
All right. Who reviewed this application?
I did.
Commissioner Huber.
All right. So, just as a reminder, please tell your treasurer to attach the supporting documents and then fill out the Excel. So with that, I'm just going to go ahead and add the item to the Excel because if there was a blank one. So I move to add non-food line item, or no, I move to add food line item one, pizza, with a quantity of 5 and a unit price of $5.99 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
So then with that, I move to approve student organ donations advocated clubs on-campus application in the total amount of $14.98.
Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Suzuki. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we will now proceed to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll move into Latino Student Advisory Board.
Hello.
Can you please state your names and positions?
My name is Rolita Morrow. I'm the treasurer.
I'm Fiona Zarzo, and I'm the media coordinator.
You said against
media coordinator.
Okay, and we did receive that proxy.
Yeah.
Are either of you ACEN elected or appointed officials?
Yeah.
All right, well, please tell us about your application.
We submitted a form for funding for our button sales fundraiser.
And who reads this application?
I did.
Commissioner Caballero?
Everything looks good. I appreciate you answering my emails. And then, that being said, I move to approve Latino Student Advisory Board operations tier application in the amount of $32.50.
Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Lambert. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we will now proceed to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
And for the record, Commissioner Huber left the meeting at 4:10. All right. We'll move into Women's Lacrosse Club, or Women's Club Lacrosse. Hello.
Hello.
Could you please state your names and positions?
My name is Audrey Lichney, and I'm the president of the club.
My name is Haley Carpenter. I'm proxy for treasurer.
Women's Club Lacrosse. That proxy. Are any of you ace and likely appointed officials?
No.
All right. Will you please tell us about your application?
We have three. So, would you like which one would you like us to talk about first?
Yeah. We can start with the just the on campus and chapel is like for $24. I don't know what that.
Oh, that's for FRS Fitness and Rec. They require a official supervisor. For $12 an hour to come make sure that we're following all the policies.
Okay.
So I was just asking that to be half funded so I can make sure to alleviate some of the dues for my club.
Yeah, perfect. Who reads this application?
I did.
Commissioner Guarado.
Yeah, so I want to say thank you for working with me and Assistant Director Dylan on the emails. I know it was a lot that we had to fix. But with those updated spreadsheets and everything looks good now for it. So I move to approve Women's Lacrosse's on-campus application in the amount of $24.
Will you retract that motion?
I retract it. Yeah.
Is that half? Is that kind of
so the it said 24, but this point up, the actual fee was $48.
Oh, okay, that's
but they match. It's just
okay.
It
that's what you're sure.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
So I'll prove it again.
Yeah.
I'm going to approve Women's Lacrosse's on-campus application in the amount of $24.
Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Carpenter-Guerra. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. And then your next one?
Would you like the...
The other on-campus one, if you could.
Yeah, okay. So that's for referees for the game that's happening the 12th, tomorrow. So there's going to be two required officials, each with fees of $140 game fees and $40 travel fees. So it's over $400. So I'm just asking for that to be half funded to, again, just alleviate dues from the club.
And you said that's tomorrow? Will you?
I've already talked to them. They will take checks by mail after the fact, after they play. So I've already handled that. I tried to get it pushed to the meeting beforehand, but I submitted it the day after, the Sunday after, so it was like right at that time where you guys wouldn't put it on the docket. So I've already communicated with them.
Okay. Assistant Director Lahaga.
Are they going to do credit card, or we have to send a check?
I either whatever's most convenient for you, I can communicate with them. They're very flexible.
We can do either. But whatever you prefer.
I don't think that they're kind of, it's not freelance, it's for the league, but they kind of just collect the dues from each game. So I think it would be easier. I don't think they have card readers or anything, so probably a check would just make more sense.
Okay. So you know if they're a registered vendor?
WWLL, the league, is a registered vendor.
The one in Los Angeles, right?
Yes, I believe that's right.
Yeah, they're good.
Okay.
Previous application?
I do.
Commissioner Guarado.
So, what I did want to say is when you do like an on-campus application, we fund it at 50%, But make sure you put like the actual price. We'll do the 50%.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just saw that on my previous ones where I did that, you striped it. So I was like, oh, I'll just put the number and then I'm requesting.
Yeah, so that's why too. Like, they requested for the 50% because on campus it's 50%. Do you get me?
Yeah, I got you. Okay, that's just Director Taylor.
Sorry, that's on my end. Like, when you guys apply for it, I have to like go in and fix some stuff on like my end, so I have to change like the total price that you guys do after the fact.
Okay,
so like,
I should
you guys
just request
like, the full. Yeah, so sorry,
yeah,
that was my fault.
That's
you guys need to be like approved price for like what we do
at.
Okay. Okay, so like unpack like their application was $180.25, but their supporting doc and their document show is $360.50.
I got
you. Just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Right.
You got
it. Right. So then with that, I'll approve it. I move to approve women lacrosse's on-campus application in the amount of $180.25.
Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Mavonta. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. And then your last one about operations.
So that's for uniforms. So over COVID, a lot of the girls who were playing, so that's 2 years of girls, juniors and seniors, graduated, and most of them took their jerseys, and the jerseys are over a decade old, so they're kind of trash. And people shrunk them, dyed them, they're pink, they're yellow, they're just really not something that I feel like the school wants to represent on the field. So I'm trying to get an order in for new jerseys, and I was hoping to partially cover that with operation dues. So that's my application.
Perfect. May we read this application?
I did.
Commissioner Broda.
So yeah, like I said, thank you for the spreadsheets and stuff. One thing I do have to do, there's a cap on the jerseys, so we can cap it at $20. But like, don't worry, because your total amount is still more than the cap that we have for your operations plus your community service. So you'll still get the full $1,500.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay. So I'll just do that quick change. I move to change non-food line items 1 through 4 to a unit price of $20 by unanimous consent.
Is there a consensus motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Okay, so then I'll just go ahead and accept it. I move to approve Women Lacrosse's operations application in the amount of $1,500.
Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Mavonta. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, I proceed to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll move into Nevada Men's Club Volleyball. Hello.
Hello.
Will you please state your names and positions with the club?
My name is Preston Cushing. I'm the president.
And Joseph Paris, and I'm the treasurer.
Perfect. Are you of your elected or appointed officials?
No, sir.
No.
All right. Will you please tell us about your application?
So there's two, and one of them is for operations, so we can register for our nationals event. And then the second one is for travel to that event.
I think we only have one application on the agenda for operations.
Okay.
Is it, what's it showing? Is it there?
They combined it on the description.
Mm. Okay. So we're only able to do one at a time, so like operations and travel has to be two separate applications. So we're just going to probably do the operations one right now since you guys have that on the agenda right now. And then if you guys can replace the travel one for next week.
For sure.
That'd be perfect. Is it right? Where's it, the second one? Okay, where's the operations? Okay. Who read this application?
I did.
Commissioner Mavonta?
The one I did was for $1,858, and that one was the travel one, but it was listed under operations on the agenda.
Okay.
But on Pack Life, it's travel.
I got it. Okay.
So I'm just going to do that one.
Yeah, so we'll just do that one.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. So everything looks good, like your screenshots and everything. All I have to do is like separate car one and car two, because I saw that you guys had multiplied it by two. And then the unit price for that is going to be 28 cents per mile. So we'll just change that. So I move to change non-food line item 3 to an item name of car 1, gas driving to the University of the Pacific with a quantity of 178 and a unit price of 28 cents. Non-food line item 4 to an item name of car 1, gas driving from University of the Pacific to UNR with a quantity of 178 and a unit price of 28 cents. Non-food line item 5 to an item name of car 2, gas driving to University of the Pacific with a quantity of 178 and a unit price of 28 cents. And non-food line item 6 to an item name of car 2, gas driving from University of the Pacific to UNR with a quantity of 178 and a unit price of 28 cents by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Cool. And then the total I have is 931.68.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Okay. And I move to approve Nevada Men's Club Volleyball's travel application in the amount of $931.68.
Is there a second? Seconded by Commissioner Krupp-Guerra. Is there any further discussion at this time? Assistant Director Dunn.
Just as a reminder, as Assistant Director Aliaga said, just make sure you guys fill out that travel request form on PAPLIF as well.
Alright. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we will now proceed to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Thank you. We'll move into Gender, Race, and Identity Club. Hello. Can you please state your names and positions?
Indigo Nohos, President.
Ashley Klubeck, I'm a proxy for the Treasurer.
And we received that proxy. Are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
Nope.
No. Will you please tell us about your application?
We apply under social justice to purchase gender-affirming products that will be given to students free of charge, and so that they can try them on.
Perfect. Thank you. Read this application. Commissioner Suzuki?
Yes, everything looked good for that. I'm just going to approve it. So I move to approve Gender, Race, and Identities Club, Community Service and Social Justice tier application in the amount of $471.43.
Is there a second? Seconded by Commissioner Mavanta. Is there any further discussion at this time? Assistant Director Dunn.
By future reference, when you guys upload the spreadsheet, upload it as a spreadsheet, not a PDF.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there any further discussion at this time? All right. Seeing none, we will now proceed to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll move into Association for Computing Machinery. Hello. Can you please state your names and positions?
I'm Christian Rivera, President.
Fiorina Chow, proxy.
And we received that proxy. Are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
All right, will you please tell us about your application?
So it's just getting Raising Cane's for our game night next week.
Reviewed this application.
Hi.
Commissioner Lambert.
Hi, so thanks. Your application looked great. The only problem is on PAPLIF you requested 500, which would be 250.
Yeah.
But I just have to do the exact amount of what each thing is.
Yeah, for
sure. I'll just approve you for half of that.
Yeah, for sure.
I move to approve Association for Computing Machinery's on-campus application in the amount of $165.38.
Is there a second? Seconded by Commissioner Guardado. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries.
I have a question. So it's half of what I, like, the total came out to be, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now another question. It's kind of weird. So since we're STEM or engineering, we have ELC. Can we do half ELC and half ASUN ever? If that makes sense.
We've had this question in the past. So we have, like, the issue in our budget
yeah.
you fund through for your club accounts.
Mm-hmm.
It's through your club account and then through our budget.
Okay.
So if you can, like, it comes out of your club account if it doesn't come out of ours. So
yeah.
I don't know how we'd be able to mix and match those two. Assistant Director Nalaga.
If you want ELC to fund half of it, that's fine, but you need to get them to approve it.
Okay, so then they could fund half and you guys the other half.
Yeah.
But I just need to get them to approve it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, would that have to be from their club account? Like, would that have to be transferred?
Mm-hmm. But for now, not really. They would have their own account. But for now, like, half of it will come out of your club account.
For now?
For now, yeah.
Until
yeah.
I get the approval.
Until
I
hear about
yeah.
anything different.
Okay. So if I get the approval, then it should be okay. Okay, cool. There's a meeting next Friday, so
yeah.
we'll talk about
so,
that.
So, yeah, it'll initially come out of our what we funded in your account.
Yeah.
And then if it does get approved, then it'll, yeah,
for sure.
back from there.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
Right.
And then can you come talk to me real quick, right?
Yeah.
Alright.
This is that.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. And we will move into the Battle Woman's Ultimate Frisbee.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Will you please say your names and positions?
I'm Kendall Worshipping. I'm the treasurer. Jill Smith, president.
Alright. Are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
Yeah.
Will you please tell us about your application?
So we're requesting Big E to go to the tournament to declare entry.
Perfect. Who read this application? Commissioner Lambert?
So it looks great. Thank you so much. I move to approve Nevada Women's Ultimate Frisbee's travel application in the amount of $200.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Guardado. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will move into Alpha Phi Omega. Hello.
Or do that.
Do you please state your names and positions?
Angela Faith Ferreira, President.
Surya Savari, Treasurer.
Alright. Are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Will you please tell us about your application?
So we're requesting funding for a service event that we're planning to hold on the 19th, where we're going to create 100 packs for a homeless shelter.
Perfect. Who will read this application? Commissioner Mimonta?
Yeah, so everything looked good, just for future reference. If the item is on sale, just put the retail price instead of the sale price. There's just two items that I saw that you put like the sale price, so I'll just change those and then go ahead and approve that. So I move to change non-food line item 2 to a unit price of $33.49, and non-food line item 3 to a unit price of $57.99 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And I have 227.19. Cool. So I move to approve Alpha Phi Omega's
okay.
community service application in the amount of $227.13.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Guardada. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then if you take pictures of your event and then send it over to Director Marenberga, you can get $500 in your operations.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I pass the gavel to Assistant Director Dunn at 4:33 p.m. Do you accept?
I accept.
We will now move into Business Student Council. Are you here?
Yes, we are.
right, perfect. Will you please state your names and positions?
I am I'm Wamsi Velchan, and I am a member of the Business Student Council.
No, I'm Hannah Servin, and I'm also a member of the Business Student Council.
What positions are you guys?
We're just members.
Oh, members, I'm sorry. Okay, when we did receive that proxy, will you please tell us, are either your ACE or elected or appointed officials?
We are not.
Perfect. Will you please tell us about your event?
So we're doing quarter zips for our BSC members, BSC quarter zip rules.
Thank you. Who reviewed this application?
I did.
Commissioner Capiglia?
Everything looked good. Just keep in mind, there is like a cap for the items are requesting, but other than that, everything should be good. So I move to approve Business Student Council Operations Tier application amount of $568.65.
Is there a second? No. Seconded by Commissioner Suzuki. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, motion carries. we will now proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstentions, sorry.
Seeing none, motion carries. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You just say aye.
I thought that was a special word.
please. Let the record show that Governor Berger came back in at 4:35. I'm not passing the gavel back. Do you accept?
I accept. We'll move into Newman Club. Hello. Can you please state your names and positions?
Nomi Valadias, I'm the club's president. Samantha Mahoney, club treasurer.
Perfect. Are you some elected or appointed officials? Can you please tell us about your application?
So we submitted for a religious education congress that's going to be taking place in Anaheim. We submitted for the travel at least.
Perfect. We'll read this application. Commissioner Suzuki?
I'm going to go ahead and change all the things you need to change in yours first really quickly. So I'm going to change non-food item 2 to an item name of Southwest returning of 7 and to a unit price of $349. Change non-food item 3 to an item name of Southwest returning 2 and to a unit price of $348.98. And change non-food item 4 to an item name of Southwest departing to LAX and to a unit price of $151.99. And add non-food item 5, item name Southwest departing to SNA with quantity of 7 and a unit price of $93. And add non-food item 6, item name taxes and fees with quantity of 1 and a unit price of $74.74 by unanimous consent.
Do any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Okay. And then you guys only have, I think, $95-ish in your account right now, so I'm going to have to add a stipulation that if you have to get the remaining funds back into your account before you can continue your funds. So I'm going to add a stipulation that the Newman Club adds the remaining balance of $2,327.43 for their application into their club account before getting access to these funds by unanimous consent.
Is there any assent to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And I'm going to approve it. So I move to approve Newman Club's travel tier application in the amount of $2,422.84.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Guardado. Is there any further discussion at this time?
I had a quick question. So I had another student text me today saying that they also wanted to go on the trip. Do I just submit another funding application for their flights? Or it would it be too late to do that?
So the issue, because those were business flights from like a week ago, probably when you screenshotted this.
It's been a hassle.
She sent the this is like the updated prices that she just sent.
I sent them last night. Those are updated ones.
So technically, we can make the changes live, but because the application was already
we didn't approve it.
You didn't approve it?
This isn't for the discussion, so you can retract.
You can retract a motion and just
add that one person.
Point of order, you can't retract a motion that's already been seconded, so there just need to be an amendment.
Wait, is it?
He could just make a motion to amend the motion to add in whatever.
Has it been?
Didn't you guys second it? You're in discussion right now.
Oh, we did do second. I did second. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
I don't mind submitting another club funding application.
It's not that bad. We could just add one more right to the each.
Yeah.
Which one? Is it the one that's for two people or the seven people?
For the two people flight.
Okay.
And then coming back the same day as everybody else, and then adding one for the Congress ticket.
You might want to fund them the entire thing.
What?
Because of the flights will change again. Yeah.
So you want to do the 5,000 whatever that you just get permitted? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I think we can't do that. Right?
We can't just as much support documentation.
Hmm.
Yes. Okay. Just an FYI, if they fund you a specific dollar amount, that is the only dollar amount I have to post on your account to pay for the flight. So if the flight went up, whatever is the difference, your club will pay for it.
Okay.
Just an FYI on that
one.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm seeking a motion to amend.
I don't know how to do this. Because I have to add a Congress ticket. I have to add two flight tickets.
Mm.
And then also with the taxes and fees changed too.
So you're not sure how much money? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I can check really quickly to see if I can just do the math.
They can't just come back.
Yeah.
I don't mind coming back if it's much of a hassle for you all.
We could probably do that then.
Okay.
Yeah.
She might just have to be on a separate flight from everybody going there.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of like, if we could try to do it.
When's your trip?
It's in March.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I just wanted to do it early so that way we can get our flights and stuff already approved.
Yeah, you got time. In terms of travel, we prefer if you all are on the same flight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the one for the two people had like four flights left, so I wasn't really too worried about that one. Should I resubmit for them as well so that they can all try to be on the same flight going there?
So resubmit a whole new one just for transparency?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if we just, if you just resubmitted a whole entire new application with like
the new people,
and everything.
Use the spreadsheet I gave you.
Okay.
And then when you do submit the new one, send like the supporting documents that you would.
Okay.
And then I think the day on Friday, the day of the next funding hearing, maybe check the flights again if they change and have those just in case.
Okay, perfect. I will do that.
So because we're going to do this, I recommend, have you done the travel request already?
No, not yet.
I recommend filling it out already and then do a screenshot of what flight you're trying to do.
Perfect.
So that we can start seeking approval. So that by the time we get to next Friday and you fill out the credit card request, I can sign off on it.
Okay, sounds good. I will do that then.
This is their agenda.
Mm-hmm. So I would just recommend a motion to postpone to the next meeting. So that way you don't have to like fail this motion. Just postpone to the next meeting. When you motion to postpone to the next meeting so that they can provide updated documents.
But can they still submit a whole application?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's the same motion. You'll just be updating.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
I move to postpone to the next meeting.
Okay.
Do I have to recheck?
No. Just move to postpone.
So I move to postpone this application to next week's meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's concerned.
Is there any sense to this motion? Seeing that, motion carries.
That's it.
Cool.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. All right. We will move into Orvis Student Nurses Association. Hello.
Hi.
Wait, Frankie. Just can you? We'll fly through these next two. You have to have your quorum.
What's up?
We'll fly through these next two apps. We just have to have your quorum.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be here. Real quick. where am I?
Go.
Are any of you, or what's Please say your name and positions at the organization.
My name is Madison Priest. I'm the vice president.
I'm Megan Melton. I am the level 2 liaison.
Will we receive the proxy? Are any of your agents elected appointed officials?
No.
Will you please tell us about your application?
It's for STOLs for students.
All right, perfect. Who reads the application? Commissioner Mavanta.
Cool. So thank you guys for sending those supporting docs over. I just have to let you know that your operations is capped at 1,000. So we'll give you like that full 1,000, but the rest has to come out of your club account. So are we all good? So I move to approve Orbis Student Nurses Association's operations application in the amount of $1,000.
Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Carpiguera. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, now proceed to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll move into University of Nevada Women's Sports Club. Hello. Can you please say your names and positions?
I'm Charlie Milbrandt. I'm the president.
Elsie Childress, as proxying for our treasurer.
And we received that proxy. Are any of you ACE and elected or appointed officials?
No.
No. Could you please tell us by application?
We're applying for travel funding for our Alpine team's airfare to go to USDSA Nationals.
Perfect. Who reviewed this application?
Hi.
Commissioner Suzuki?
I just got to change a few flight info for you guys. So I moved to strike non flight item 1 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And I move to change non-food line item 1 to an item name of JetBlue departing flight and to unit price of $184, and change non-food line item 2 to unit price of $63.25, and add non-food line item 3 to name item name JetBlue returning flight with a quantity of 12 and a unit price of $334 by unanimous consent.
Is there any assent to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to approve University of Nevada Winter Sports Club's travel tier application in the amount of $3,000.
I have a question.
Track that motion.
Oh.
So we're trying to max out our remaining travel funding, and the price has gone up since we submitted that.
Mm-hmm.
So, because we that was submitted almost 2.5 weeks ago.
I think so. Sebastian emailed me updated.
Okay. Well, I've got it on here and. The departing flight is 254 right now, and the returning is 379.
Okay. Change that.
Yeah, if you
screenshot that
and send it over really quickly, we can.
Do you know what the?
Hey, Elsie, are you doing blue?
Yes.
Or blue basic.
Blue.
Yeah, make sure we do blue, cause that one has to carry on.
Yeah.
So yeah, we just have to have the supporting documentation for those changes. So.
What is it? You know.
You can send it to Faith SP Commissioner at ASM that you're not the EDU. You know what can you find the prices again for the departing flight? It did 179.
Did you say, Faith SP Commissioner
at ASM that you're not the EDU.
Are there two M's in Commissioner?
Yes.
Are we departing on the 4th? March 4th, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. The prices was 254 departing and 379 returning.
No. 379. One to unit price of $254 and change non-food item 3 to unit price of $379 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
One second. So I move to approve University of Nevada Winter Sports Club travel tier application in the amount of $3,602.50.
Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Carpio-Guerra. There's any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Frankie. For the record, Commissioner Guardado will be voting at 4:50 p.m.
Is that on the record?
Is that in addition to what we already have?
Yeah, but on the record.
Oh, you spent it already. Thank you.
Yeah, it's right there.
So
yeah. Okay, so we'll move into action item two. The commission will discuss and make decisions regarding the allocation of funds from the Department of Club and Organizations budget. Okay.
Do we have more?
Okay. Asia, that's a good point. If I want to like push the budget into next week, so I just like.
Yeah, you can just. Yeah, you can. There's like an official one, but you don't need to do that. You can just adjourn the meeting due to lost quorum and because you'll do a new agenda next year, next week, or whatever.
But can we still do like reports?
You can do reports.
Yeah, reports.
Right.
Okay.
With no quorum? Because it's information I can.
It's technically.
Not making decisions.
It's information.
We're technically still. It's like conducting a meeting, so technically you should just end the meeting.
But you can tell us
just do it after.
Okay.
No, we're not gonna do that. We're just gonna end the meeting.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Meeting. We're just ending the meeting.
You know, it's good anyway, so you can remove the word.
Yeah, I know. That's
why.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll move into agenda item 11, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 4:51 p.m.
You